Listen.
Oh my God.
Listen.
Oh my God.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
I don't believe this.
Hey, it's Cliff from the Cliff and Sharon Radio Show. Welcome to this week's podcast. Lots of entertaining stories to share with you from our radio show this week.
Number 5.
47-year-old Jasper Harrison of Edgewater, Florida, uses a storage unit to grow marijuana.
Aww, a little entrepreneur, is he?
Yeah. Sure, he's an entrepreneur. That's what he is.
Yeah.
So he was in his storage unit last Wednesday afternoon, and he heard a helicopter flying around.
And his first thought was, oh, crap, it's the cops and they're here to get me. I'm done. I'm busted. And then rather than face them barging in and arrested him, he thought, you know what, I'm going to man up. I'm going to go out there and just take it like a man. So we called 911 and told them, I'm the guy. I can hear the helicopter. I'm the guy they're looking for. Except one problem with that, Jasper, it wasn't them that the cops were looking for. It was actually a news helicopter that was reporting on a man who died on the same street that day.
Oh, geez.
But now he turned himself in. So the cops did come and get him, and he was arrested for growing cannabis and blah, 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 right near a school and possession to sell and all of that. I mean, it's just stupid.
I could just see him. Attention, 911. This is Jasper Harrison inside a storage unit. I know I'm in there, and I've got myself surrounded, and I'm not coming out until I come in after myself.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon.
This is not going to be easy for you to hear, but it needs to be said.
Number 4.
I don't understand my dog. Everything has to be perfect. The smell has... And I found that when he's about to do his business... That it's in direct the amount of time it takes him to figure out whether he's going to spin and do his thing is in direct proportion to how miserable the weather is.
Oh, really? So the rattier it is outside, the more he'll dick around and deliberate and try to figure out what he's going to do.
And what's with the spinning to find the perfect location before he drops his stuff? I don't get it.
Well,
it doesn't make any sense.
I'm so glad you are. So glad you asked. You have no idea. Apparently, dogs align themselves with the Earth's magnetic field when they're.
Come on.
No, they do. Before they have a poop, they like to align themselves with the Earth's magnetic field.
Uh-huh.
And in fact, I guess this is more well-known than we realized. This is why survival expert Bear Grylls always takes along a teacup chihuahua with him on his expeditions. Check this out.
On the next Man vs. Wild, survival expert Bear Grylls is lost.
My compass was carried off by a pack of squirrels, and if I don't find my way out of this treacherous wilderness soon... I'll die.
He must call on his natural know-how to survive.
Luckily, I brought along this essential survival tool, a teacup chihuahua. His name is Dog Grylls. You goggle poopy? You goggle poopy? As he spins and turns and smells the ground, yeah, good boy, go poopy. He'll align himself with Earth's magnetic field, and there, he's popped a squat, and I know which way is north.
Man versus Wild.
We found which way to go, but it's getting dark, and I'll have to camp here. Unfortunately, there's only one thing I can find to eat.
On Discovery.
Oh, that's brutal.
So it's no longer due north, it's doo-doo north.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. For more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Number 3.
You never know what's in your couch. I mean, how many coins have you found in there, right?
I find old peanuts and bits
popcorn.
Bits of stuff like that. I never find money. God.
So a rare auction in Florida includes this really highly unusual, one-of-a-kind piece of currency. It's a Roosevelt dime stuck on a zinc-coated nail.
Yeah. There's the auction house that's got the item says that it came about from a loose nail finding its way into coin minting machinery. The way they describe it, they say this spectacular error is one of the most unusual pieces to ever come out of a United States mint. They say this zinc-coated six-penny nail found its way into the coinage production line during the minting of Roosevelt dimes and apparently escaped through normal distribution channels. And so it's a really, really rare thing. If anybody's listening now and you've got something that looks like that, go find it, because it might be worth a bit of money.
They always say that. I saw an ad in the paper once, and my mom had left all these unusual coins for us kids, and we've kept them all these years, and some of them look really, really interesting. And I thought, wow, I've got some coins that kind of look like the ad in the paper. I'm going to go down there and see what this might be worth. And sure enough, it's like, well, you have some really interesting coins. We can probably give you $10 for them.
Right.
You don't have the special one, though, that's worth the $100,000.
Right, right. It's close, but see how that's got like 1911? The one we want is really 1910. So, well, yeah.
Exactly.
I bet you had the really good ones, though. Did they have a good poker face?
Totally.
Yeah.
They look like they really know what they're talking
about.
But I guess they do. And sometimes you can find treasures. You know, I hear these stories all the time, like this one. A German student, just a couple of years ago, at a Berlin flea market, bought a couch. It was a regular pull-out couch, paid $215 for it. When she pulled it out and got it home, she found a very famous Venetian painting that is worth $27,000.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
A priest in Florida went to an antique shop. He bought a picture because he liked the gold frame. So he later took that to that Antiques Roadshow TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And they confirmed that it's the work of a top painter of King Charles I and valued at, get this, $660,000.
Wow.
See, you never know. Move the popcorn aside when you pull the pillows out from the couch and look for that
change.
See
if I can find a Venetian painting back there.
Exactly.
Anti-social!
You can say that again.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon.
Well, this is going to be a little different than I thought.
Number two.
So we're after the holidays. It's the time to start blaming maybe that little bit of weight gain on anything other than the fact that we pigged out over the holidays and ate too much.
Hey.
And we're not exercising enough.
Hey,
I'm just saying.
Are you looking at me?
No.
You actually are.
I'm not.
And I resemble that remark, frankly. But seriously, it's funny you say that because I am sure that my dryer might be on the fritz because I think it's drying things to the point of actually shrinking my clothes.
Of course it is.
No, stop it. I'm actually because it is pretty old, and so I just wondered whether I, like the normal cycle that I wash and dry things on, whether the dryer is just drying things too hot.
Uh-huh.
No, stop it. Stop it. That's not nice. You know that's not nice, right?
I'm agreeing with you. I'm not. Hey,
no,
listen.
You are not agreeing. Listen,
I'm
to
totally
the
agreeing with you.
Oh, my God. I'm going to Siri. I'm
okay,
asking Siri.
Enough.
She's a woman. She's going to be on my side. Pretty All right. sure. All right, Siri, is my washer and dryer shrinking my clothes?
Your clothes are absolutely not shrinking in the dryer. You are just getting fatter by the day and you need to hit the gym or you need to invest in a new wardrobe. Maybe buy something that stretches like sweatsuits. I know that it is our first instinct to blame the laundry when we get fatter, but you need to be brave. Hide those undersized clothes in the back of your closet for a month and move your lazy butt around and burn a few calories here and there. Stop blaming your washer and dryer. They already have the tough job of cleaning the food stains off your clothes so you don't look like the slob you are.
I'm very hurt.
Was that out loud?
Hurt.
Yeah.
Listen
to this
with Cliff and Sharon.
Number one.
Well, here is some delicious irony right here. Way more delicious than tofu, at least I think.
I actually don't mind tofu. It's not like a steak, I will grant you, but I don't mind tofu in the right circumstances.
I don't understand tofu. It doesn't taste like anything.
That's what it is, though. It's a host. My husband says tofu is a host for whatever sauce you're having it with. It's like the cracker. When you have a cheese and cracker, it's not about the cracker. It's about the cheese. The cracker is merely the host for the cheese. Or I think tofu is the same way. It's the host for the other flavors.
I don't understand it. It doesn't make any sense to me. What you said kind of made sense, but I don't care. I don't like tofu. Anyway, a new study out of Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh has found that vegetarians and vegans are actually... this is going to go a long way. Bad for the environment. That's them speaking, not necessarily me. I'm fine with whatever you choose to eat, right?
Yeah, no. Well, no. I think this is a study that we need to embrace. They have found while vegetarians are good for animals, they're bad for the planet those animals live on. So just give me a minute to go like this. Nyeh, 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 nyeh. to all you vegans and vegetarians. Let me just do that for a minute and get my childishness out there.
Sure.
And here's
why.
The science behind it says it takes a lot more energy to produce the vegetables you need to make up for all those calories you're not getting from meat. For example, producing 1,000 calories worth of things like lettuce, celery, cucumbers takes a heck of a lot more energy to raise and produce than 1,000 calories worth of chicken or pork or you know, of meat.
Here's my only question. And this whole thing, vegan, vegetarian, omnivore, carnivore, just gives me a headache. If vegetarians eat vegetables, what do humanitarians eat? Let's talk about that for a second.
Well, that's like if olive oil is made from olives, what is baby oil made from?
No, you see? Far more conversation. I'd rather have this conversation than the one we just had. That's all I'm saying.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. Subscribe to the podcast on Audioboom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Pocket Cast, and iTunes. This has been a Bytes.com production.